Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffenden with your 7 News briefing for Monday, February 28. Major flooding continues in southeast Queensland. Up to 3,600 homes in Gympie could be affected after the Mary River at Gympie peaked at 22.96 metres early this morning, but is now falling. In Brisbane, the Brisbane River peaked at 3.85 metres around 9 a.m. this morning and is now falling, but is expected to see tidal peaks over the next 24 hours. Dozens of suburbs from the CBD, west to Ipswich and south to the Tweed are experiencing inundation, with thousands evacuated to higher ground. The federal government is providing financial support to victims of the southeast Queensland flooding crisis. Affected individuals can claim $1,000 per adult and $400 per child, with payments to be made from this afternoon. Details about how to apply can be found on the Services Australia website. South of the border, thousands of residents in Lismore were evacuated in the early hours of this morning after water topped the levee banks in the town centre. Civilian boat owners took it upon themselves to start ferrying stranded residents to safety as the Lismore city centre became completely submerged. The town is now bracing for its worst ever flood, set to surpass the devastation caused in 1974 and 1954. The Bureau of Meteorology says Lismore's Wilson's River could reach around 14.2 metres this afternoon, stoking fears of unprecedented inundation in the area. Surrounding areas of Mwillimbah and Ballina are also experiencing flooding as the heavy rainfall moves south. Severe weather warnings are now in place down to Port Macquarie. 7 News has rolling coverage of the flood crisis on Channel 7, 7 Plus and online at 7news.com.au. To other news now, and New Zealand's international border has finally started to reopen after more than 2 years mostly shut off from the world. Fully vaccinated citizens and permanent residents in Australia can now return without having to go into mandatory hotel quarantine. It marks the start of New Zealand's phased reopening, which will see vaccinated citizens from elsewhere around the globe allowed in from the 13th of March. Australians and other visitors who can normally travel visa-free to New Zealand are expected to be able to enter the country no later than July. And a $250,000 reward is being offered for information about the suspicious death of a baby in Dubbo nearly 3 years ago. 11-month-old Jaylee Murray was found unresponsive at her home on June 6, 2019. She was taken to Dubbo Base Hospital before being flown to the Children's Hospital at Westmead, where she died on the 12th of June. A post-mortem examination revealed Jaylee suffered from non-accidental head trauma and other suspicious injuries before her death. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au. And for full coverage of the flood crisis, tune into 7 News tonight at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.